This week's parasha, Kapitel Yurches, so it starts off with the phrase, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This phrase is going to become ubiquitous from this point onwards towards the end of the Sefer many, many times. Then it continues in the next pasuk, and we'll see the connection in a second. It says, Kamasei Eretz Yisrael, don't do. Kamasei Eretz Kanaan, don't do. Ubechukaseim lo selechu. So now, the question is, what is the Isser of Loisasu? What is the Isser of Loiselechu? So Rashi says, Ma'inich HaKasur Shloi Omar, what did the Pasuk leave out that didn't say? They said, don't do anything the way they do things. K'masei Eretz, El Eilu Nemusa Shalehem, it means their etiquette, their way of doing things, their approach to life. D'Ramach HaKukim Lehem, things which they've set up, there's nothing necessarily negative about it, as opposed to things before which are negative. They're mekukul. Gagarin tartios meets tadios. Their way to relax, the way to enjoy themselves, the way to look at life. So Rashi is saying that there's an issue of doing like the maisa kananim, the maisa mitzrayim. Then there's an Isra b'chukaseim lo silechu. Don't go in the ways of the goyim. Lo silechu. Don't go in their ways. Like you find in b'chukasai teilechu, the beginning of parashas b'chukasai, which Rashi says, "Tiyo meila matara." It's not about doing mitzvahs. That's the thing. The pasuk is mishmatai tishmaru, doing the mitzvahs. Vasisem oisam, but rather it's referring to an approach to life. What are you going in? What's your path? Your halichas, your approach, the way you do things. You don't accept the Gersha mentality as the defining element of what you do. That continues and it says that they're chukim. There's nothing necessarily, I can't give any argument that's negative or positive. It's not a problem. But it's an approach to life. If it's an approach to life, is going to be a defining element over here. This is an approach to life, how you look at something. So what is their approach? Tartios mitzadios. Nobody in American society will tell you that there's something wrong with relaxation, and that we have a multi-billion dollar, probably maybe a multi-trillion dollar industry, which is devoted to recreation. Is recreation which is negative? No, but the Torah's attitude is also that it's not something which is negative. Unless you make it a focus, unless you make it that's something which is important. That this is, I spend hours and hours of time planning of how I'm going to recreate, right? Or what I'm going to do, and hours and hours thinking about it, etc. It's something harlech in the world of the Musas, the Musa Shalahem. That's my focus. My focus is what it means. You know, there's words, relax, chill out. How about be on fire? How about be inspired? How about be going somewhere? How about be doing something? How about be growing? Thinking. The words of not in a negative way, but intensity of that there's so much you want to accomplish, so much you want to do. And yes, I need, within that framework, I need time downtime. But that becomes, kill time. All this, we're going in the chukos of the goyim. They've set up an approach to life. They mechokik it. They've drilled it in. This is what it's all about. That's not the way we look at life. And that's it. Chukosem l'shalechu. Interesting. Halacha looks at the Rambam, the way the Rambam brings down any mice which a person does, which has preetzus, which are or avodas hakavim. They do it because it's not that there's necessarily it's something which has any shaykhs, but the Rambam says even it's in your preetzus, it's a chukah, it's their way, it's an approach. So wearing very gaudy clothing, Ravadi has a tshuva, he says wearing clothing which following the modern the styles of nowadays is iser b'chukam l'shalechu. So why is this type of thing now considered pretty? Last year wasn't, the year from now won't be, now it is, because that became the chayk. It's an approach to life. Then all of that, it goes into this. That's not how we define ourselves as a Jew. Have a good Shabbos.